This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com. And today I am in Washington, D.C. with ACE's Biofuels Beltway March / fly-in. And I have the opportunity to talk to Dave Sovereign, who's from Cresco, Iowa. And Dave now is officially has a claim to fame. He helped open the fourth E15 station in Iowa. Dave, when did it open?
We actually converted on Monday morning, got the changeover completed.
So, Dave, from the point that you knew you wanted to sell E15 at the point it was approved, how long did it take to go through that process?
The IRFA first helped me make the application, probably less than 45 days.
So, actually, it was fairly painless for you.
Yeah, it was very painless for me.
So, what strategy did you take? Did you convert to equipment that just uses E15, or did you go to the blender pump route where you could also offer other mid-level ethanol blends?
Yes, yeah, so since we're a new unattended station, we had a new blender pump in place. So it was simply a case of reprogramming and reconfiguring the way the fuel was dispensed in order to accommodate the EPA's recommendations.
So what fuels are you offering them besides E15?
We're doing E15, E0, E20, E30, and E85.
And I know your station's only been converted for today's only Wednesday, correct? So 3 short days, but how have the sales been?
The sales look pretty promising. The report I got last night showed that we had increased sales of E15 by about 25%.
So 25% literally since Monday.
That's right.
Well, that's great news. So it sounds like consumers are, in fact, wanting the fuel and using the fuel.
Yeah, and it really hasn't been promoted too much other than the press releases. We anticipate that we'll be doing some radio ads along with some community promotion activity here in the very near future.
So, Dave, before you installed the E15 pump, did you have consumers that you were talking to asking you to specifically start selling E15?
Well, actually, that is what kind of drove the whole fuel station. A group of 29 investors got together. We were sitting at a bar one night. I should say, or adult establishment, I should say. And we were all frustrated at the fact that we couldn't buy ethanol or blended fuels in our community. We didn't have any success with any local gasoline stations wanting to make the upgrade and the changes. So we applied for the grants and received the grants and put our own station in.
So, Dave, you know, with a 25% sales increase in 2 days, do you suspect now that these stations who turned you down before are now going to go back and start offering E15?
I think at some point in time they're probably going to have to, the way the whole industry or the petroleum industry is shifting. When the pipeline changes over to only delivering 84% octane fuel here later this September, I think they're going to have to either offer E0 or E10, or they're going to have a whole empty side of their pumps they're going to have to fill. E15 would be a good match for it. But I hope that they see this as a challenge and do step up and offer E15 as well.
Well, Dave, I know you met with several senators and congressmen, members of the House, members of the Senate today, and E15 is a hot topic. There's been legislation to try to halt it or stop it or rescind it altogether. So how did these senators and members of the House react to your message, your personal message about E15?
There's probably more questions than answers. I think the biggest answer that we can give them is that we don't want people to come and get one tank of fuel and be unsatisfied with it, have damaged their vehicles or their lawnmowers. We want to be the success. We want them to come back and fill up not one time, but many times. So why would we offer a fuel that we didn't have the confidence behind? And that was the message that we were trying to deliver and try to answer these questions, that it is the most tested fuel that's on the market right now. They should feel safe with it.
Well, I know you met with some senators that are what people have been calling on the fence or in the squishy middle ground. After meeting with them and spending 20, 25, 30 minutes with them talking about your personal stories with ethanol, how do you think they reacted? What was your sense?
Well, they were all over the ballpark. We had some very good comments. One was, well, sat back, you don't need to tell me anymore, I'm sold. So that was very positive. But I think that staffer in particular was pretty much leaning in that direction anyway. It depends on the particular interests of the person. Now, some of them were very optimistic and really liked the environmental benefits of it. Other ones liked the environment or the economic benefits it provided to your local communities. So it kind of different parts appeal to different people.
So, Dave, as being only the fourth station, Iowa, with E15 and literally one of only 10 probably in the entire country, what is your advice to these other retailers who are sort of on the fence on whether they should start offering E15?
If you've put in a blender pump in the last within the last year or so, it probably is going to take much less to be able to do it than you probably think or the way it's promoted. But it's very worthwhile looking into.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.